I'm at the Index Awards, and I've just been speaking to a really, really interesting person, a guy called Cheops, who's just told me about the stuff that he's been involved with. And basically, I'm just going to get him to tell you what happened and what he did, and I'm sure you'll be amazed.
So, I'm Cheops from Telecomics. It's an activist group on the internet, who is focused on fighting against censorship on the internet and promoting the free speech and the possibility of staying anonymous on the internet. So personally, I got involved with the Syrian uprising, not directly to support the uprising, but to ensure people, whoever they are in Syria, could speak freely and tell to the rest of the world what they live, what's happening in their street, in their country, whatever. So I'm just an individual, like a normal individual person. I just started by reading the news, like everyone. It began with Egypt. There was this Egyptian uprising, and I saw Telecomics doing some cool stuff, like trying to bring up old dial-up lines to allow people continue connecting, although the government had cut off the internet, the DSL lines. So they were just a bunch of individuals, and when Syria uprising came up, I saw some really harsh images from Syria, like videos of snipers shooting on civilians just for fun. And because of some empathy feeling, I thought, I'll just try to do something. I mean, let's try to do anything we can. So I just talked to a bunch of other people who are just like me, who are like in the US, in Germany, in France, or in Sweden. I just talked to them and tell, hey, what if we tried to do something for Syria like you guys managed to do with Egypt? And then we started digging and started scanning the Syria network. And in the end, after months of scanning, of attempts to reach people, we managed to uncover that some U.S. company devices were used in Syria to monitor all people connecting to websites, and we promoted towards Syrian people the use of security software. This is a very, very simple thing to do. It's just like tell them this software will help you communicate your ideas and what you think about your government. These tools will help you tell this in a secure way, in an anonymous way, and you will be able to tell the world your ideas and your stories without being afraid of being captured, arrested, and tortured, and maybe killed by the government militias or police or the military. And it might sound incredible, but it's mainly about telling some stuff, some good stuff to some people, and just like, yeah, telling that some tools exist and that it's a matter of freedom of speech and also of life and death in their situation.
That's amazing, absolutely amazing. I just love the fact that, you know, it's just one person and then along with some other people caring about other people that you don't know and then making a big difference in people's lives. That's fabulous. I just love that.
It's a really simple thing. It's caring.
Simple but powerful.
Yeah, but caring about each other. And thanks to the internet tool, this very simple thing can take very, very, can have very large consequences. And this is very important. You can talk to many people at the same time and spread lots of good information.
That's true. Wonderful. Thank you very, very much for talking to me.